Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I like when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worn from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the crying for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Shelly and Chuck Show. It is live on the air with my two furball co-hosts, Jackie Chin Kitty and little Rocky Balboa, and they're being very, very good. It's probably night-night time. Hi, Jackie. Come here, love. Come here, my love. Oh, precious kitty. I know. You sleep over here, and little Rocky Balboa sleep over there. Okay? All right. So you should be good. Be good, good kitties. I don't have a scheduled guest tonight, but I'm actually going to be reading some stuff. And I think I'm going to be reading from Edgar Allan Poe, one of my favorite. Sean, oh, okay. Okay, we'll post on your wall. Give me one more. Post on your, your wall. Hold on. Let's see. I'm going to pull this up right now. Someone wanted to listen to it, so I'm actually, I'm doing everything by myself here. Okay, wheezing a little bit. Oh, boy. Let's see if I'm doing this right. Let's see. And just click it. Just click it, and you can hear. Okay, posting it. I did. On a friend's timeline. You must provide a recipient for your shit item. I did. What? Would it not let me tag him? Let me see. What? I don't know what I'm doing. Let me try this again. I'm trying to tag someone. Okay, all right. I'm posting this as I'm talking. Okay. Let me see. I'm going to Facebook page. Okay, hold on. Just click it and you can listen. Just typing with one hand. Just click it and you can listen. Right? No. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to find a link for a girl on poll and his story. And Edgar Allan Poe is actually one of my favorite authors. Oh boy, I'm tired. Oh, I do apologize, but my full-time company had dropped a bomb on us all last week, and we were like kind of let go from our jobs. So, you know, I'm trying, and hopefully I'll get you know, some promos, commercials for my show. I'm also looking into that, so that could be some good news. You know, but I'm just gonna keep, you know, trucking along here, because I've done over about 213 shows, and I'm gonna be getting more guests on my show. Let me see, is there a way I can make this bigger? Let me pull, see if I can. I'm trying to find the Raven, but I'm trying to pull it up. I actually have my glasses on right now. There's quite a few that I actually do like. And it was actually 7 days ago, the Raven was actually published in history. So, today in history, which was 7 days ago, the Raven was actually published. And I'm going to see if it's actually... Of course, my nose has got to start running just as I'm, like, getting live on the air, right? So, getting off the boogers here. Trying to find it. Where is it? Okay. Okay. Let me try to find out where the Raven is, because I want to read it. I don't care. I want to read. Let's see. It's so small, though. Okay, the Raven. By Edgar Allan Poe, published in 1845. I'm reading it. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary. See if I'm gonna. I bet you I'm gonna like screw this up like you wouldn't believe. I should have read it, you know, before I got in the air, because I'm gonna try to pronounce these words as best as I can. Okay. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary. Over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore. While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. And you can tell how old this is. It's 'tis, okay? 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door, only missing nothing more. Ah, distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December. And each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. And I feel like, you know, as I'm reading this, you know what's popping into my head? I cannot believe what's popping into my head of all things. They did an episode. I don't have a TV, so I haven't got, like, in the past 5 years. But I remember that the Simpsons did an episode with Homer doing this. And now it's like I got in my head that Homer Simpson is doing the Raven. And that's what's popping into my head right now. I'm losing a track. Where was I? I was reading it. I'll start. Ah, distinctly I remember. It was in the bleak December. And each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from books surcease of sorrow. Sorrow for the lost Lenore. For the ram-rated maiden whom the angels named Lenore. Seamless Hair Forevermore. In the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, till still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, 'tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is and nothing more. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. Sir, said I, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. I'm so horrible at reading this, aren't I? I like it. I mean, I really do like it, though. But the fact is, I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping at my chamber door. That I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door. Darkness there and nothing more. Okay, bring up the page here. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token. And the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Merely this and nothing more. I'm going to go out of my mind trying to read this out loud. Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning. Soon again I heard a tapping somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then where the act is in this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment in this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more. I wonder if Edgar Allan Poe was actually drinking when he wrote this. Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flit and flutter, in the steps of stately raven are the saintly days of yore. Not the least of epistins made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mime or lord or lady perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. Oh, I'm so butchering this thing. I'm sorry, Edgar Allan Poe. He'd probably roll over in his grave having me read this. He'd probably smack me alongside the head. Perched and sad and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling. Be the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Do thy crest be shown and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly grim and ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's plutonium shore, quoth the raven nevermore. Much I marvel this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, through its answer's little meaning, little reverence bore. For we cannot help agreeing that no living human being even yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bird a beast upon the sculpted bust above his chamber door, with such a name as nevermore. But the raven sitting lonely on the placid bust spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that warm word he did outpour. Nothing further than he uttered, not a feather that he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave, as my hopes have flown before. Then the bird said, nevermore. Startled at the stiffness broken by reply so aptly spoken, doubtless, said I, what it utters is the only stock in store, caught from some unhappy master whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster till his songs want burden bore, till the digress of his hopes that melancholy burden bore of never, never more. He must have really, really went nuts over this raven. But the raven still beguiling all my fancy into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door, that upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking, fancy on till fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, with this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore, meant in croaking nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing, to the fowl whose fiery eyes have burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining, on the cushions, velvet lining that the lamp light floated o'er. but whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating or she shall press, ah, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer, swung by serpentines whose footfalls tinkered on the tufted floors. Wretch, I cried, that God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee, respite, and what is this word? Nepentine, N-E-P-N-T-H-E, from thy memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh, quaff this kind Nepenthe, and forgot this lost Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. This is when he's probably going psycho at this part of the poem. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird of devil, whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate y'all all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore, quoth the raven, nevermore. He's going to start going nuts even more. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell the soul with sorrow laden if, within the distance, Adam, it shall clasp the saint and maiden whom the angels named Lenore. Clasp the ran radiant maiden whom the angels named Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Be the word of sign and parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked upstarting. Oh, he's going nuts now. Get thee back into the tempest in the night's plutonium shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul had spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door, quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas, just above the chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon that is dreaming, and the lamplight, oh, him streaming, throws his shadow on the floor, and my soul from out the shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore. Oh my God, did I butcher that or what? That's kind of cray cray, huh? Just trying to get that out. Okay. I was looking up Wikipedia, and I'm just wondering, I think that was, it must have been about a love in his life. Excuse me. I need to wake up. Let's see. Nose is running. I'm trying to look up on maybe Wikipedia. Because wasn't Lenore his girlfriend? It was a girlfriend, and that's why he wrote it? What, mythically? The Raven is a narrative poem by American writer Edgar Allan Poe, first published in January 1845. The poem is often noted for its musically stylish language and supernatural atmosphere. It tells of a talking raven's mysterious visit to a distraught lover, tracing the man's slow fall into madness. The lover, often identified as being a student, is lamenting the loss of his love, Lenore, sitting on a bust of Pallas. The raven seems to further instigate his distress with its constant repetition of the word nevermore. The poem makes use of a number of folk and classic references. Poe claimed to have written the poem very logically and methodically, intending to create a poem that would appeal to both critical and popular taste, as explained in his 1846 follow-up essay, The Philosophy of Composition. The poem was inspired in part by a talking raven in the novel Barnaby Rouge, A Tale of the Riots of 80 by Charles Dickens. Poe borrowed the complex rhythm and meter of Elizabeth Barrett's poem Lady Geraldine Courtship, and makes uses of internal rhyme as well as alliteration throughout. The Raven was first attributed to Poe in print in the New York Evening Mirror on January 29, 1845. Its publication made Poe widely popular in his lifetime. Although it did not bring him much financial success, the poem was soon reprinted, parodied, and is still illustrated. Critical opinion is divided as to poem literary status, but it nevertheless remains one of the most famous poems ever written. I'm just looking and it's just going on about the poem analysis. Let's see. Poe wrote the poem as a narrative without intentionally creating an elegy of falling into dictatorism. The main theme of the poem is one of undying devotion. The narrator experienced a perverse conflict between desire to forget and desire to remember. He seems to get some pleasure from focusing on loss. The narrator assumes that the word nevermore is the raven's only stock in store. And yet he continues to ask if questions, knowing what the answer will be. His questions then are purposefully self-deprecating and further incite his feelings of loss. Poe leaves it unclear if the raven actually knows what it is saying or is really intended to cause a reaction in the poem's narrator. The narrator begins as weak and weary, becomes regretful and grief-stricken before passing into a frenzy and finally madness. Christopher F.S. Nilick suggests the poem is a type of elegic, I don't even know what that word is, as an ancient Greek and Roman poetic form consisting of the lament of an ex-wooed, locked-out lover at the cell door of his beloved. That was the raven, and I actually am trying to find something else to read here. That didn't take me 20 minutes to read that. No, that kind of taken me 20 minutes to read that. No. Let me see if I can find Annabelle Lee. Poem Annabelle Lee. Let's see if this is gonna pop up. I'm just trying to find that. Okay, I think I did find it. Let me see. Okay. This is also by Edgar Allan Poe. It's Annabelle Lee. It was many and many a year ago in a kingdom by the sea that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabelle Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child and she was a child in this kingdom by the sea. But we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabelle Lee, with the love that the winged serfs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that long ago, in the kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabelle Lee, so that her highborn kinsmen came and bore her away from me to shut off the spectre in the kingdom by the sea. The angels not half so happy in heaven when envying her and me. Yes, this was the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabelle Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we, and neither the angels in heaven above nor the demons down under the sea can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabelle Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabelle Lee, and the stars never rise but I felt the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabelle Lee. And so, all the night tide, I lay down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, and the spectral there by the sea, and her tomb by the surrounding sea. Man, Edgar Allan Poe must have had, like, so much depression just thinking about this. He must have had a lot of depression in his life. Wow. And that was Annabelle Lee. Oh, sorry. I'm just a little tired here. I'm just trying to look at something else. Trying to pull up. Okay. Where is it? Let's see. I want to read us something a little bit, Stephen King. I just wonder. Okay, let's see. Because you can find almost anything off the internet. Let's see. How about, I'm trying to think, something by Stephen King. I'm just, let's see. I'm just looking to see if this is the document, an illustrated poem. This is Randolph Flagg came to me when I wrote a poem called The Dark Man when I was a junior or senior in college, but the guy never left my mind. Stephen King first wrote about the Dark Man in college after he envisioned a faceless man in cowboy boots and jeans and a denim jacket forever walking the roads. Later, this Dark Man would come to be known around the world as one of the King's greatest villains, Randolph Flagg. At the time, King had only some questions on his mind, so this stuff must come. Actually, he wrote a lot of stuff, huh? I mean, when I was in high school, I actually did book reports on Stephen King's, on some of his books. Okay, let's see. I'm just trying to bring up, while I'm looking for Stephen King, I think what I'm going to do is take a little break. I'm actually going to play, let's see, what do I want us to play? I want to play If I Could Fly by Tony Jay, and I'll be back.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. Money, that's all I know. I'm balling out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't know no one like me. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like now we taking off. Just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly,
if you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air. I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand. I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night. You look good and I wanna make you mine. But about time, I gotta catch a flight. I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up. Time's up. I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back and we can travel the world. Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I could put you under my wings.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by, I'll be looking down on you, you'll be looking up at me. Soon you will see we'll be free, spread my wings. Planes go by, and as I go by, if I could fly,
Last Rip, Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9, y'all, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studios, check it, yeah, yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, 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 ooh, ha, 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 ooh, you just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But to the cell, don't waste no time. Ooh, you just make me feel, you just make me feel,
Last song was Feel by Laz and Cat, a Triceptor Studio, Crosby Tatum, Boston Boy back at home, he's doing his thing. So I hear I'm doing an hour show tonight because usually I do a shorter show when I don't have a guest on here. And I'm going up and down, checking some things. And I've got the hiccups. Oh, I got the hiccups. Oh, my gosh. Trying to find, I wanted to. Like, I don't know if I really even actually, let's see. Trying to see something on here. I gotta close a few of these windows. Okay. Huh. Let's see. Yeah, I'm actually opening up my Hub Pages thing here. I guess I didn't write something this week. I thought I did. Guess I was wrong about that. Okay. Just pulling up some stuff here. I thought I had a... Guess I'll have to do an article on Edgar Allan Poe, I guess. Maybe that's what I should do. All right.
Just looking here.
I mean, I wish there was something. I wish there was some promos I could play off or YouTube stuff that I've actually, like, watched some crazy stuff. I was looking at, like, products and stuff, and they just kept getting weirder and weirder and weirder. Like, just looking, like, at products on there. Let's see. This is not... Did I actually delete a video? Maybe I did. I might have. Maybe I did. Oh, man, I can't find some. I'm trying to see, what else do I have in my queue to actually play? Okay, I'm going to play some music. I'm actually going to play Unbreakable. And that's by Kodiak featuring Laura Lee. And a couple of songs, and I'll be back.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the stars, the sunroof's open. Let it shine on me, let
can't
it rain on down.
Broken.
I'm on my
yeah.
way, you hear that sound.
Can't stop my vibe, I'm on that new shit. Wanna rule the world, gonna run out through shit. If you ain't on my team, then get out my zone. You ain't feeling me, now's the time to get out of my home. All I hear is blah, blah, all these people talking. Wanna see me fall, wanna see me nodding. No more magazine pages, no more headline stages. You must got it all twisted, I'm just happy to be here.
Unbreakable by Kodiak and Laura Lee. I'm playing a couple more songs, but down in this one is Dak Down from Boston. It's Crosby and Jay Holland, Catapus, and here's one of their songs here. Give me one moment, I'm gonna play it.
Yeah. Canopy. One time. Yo, it's like life back in 93, sitting in place, all up in your face, yeah. cat. So, drop the beat, okay.
Yo, back in 93, I was sitting in place. Right. A young cat dude all up in your face. Rocking Patrick Ewing kicks with the Jordans on the sleeve. Yeah. A pair of six specs with demeanor, that's me. Now it's 2K13 and I got a little swag. Doing big things, so you know I got to brag. Got designed the suit with the Jacobs on the wrist. Yeah. Below the DJ Henry Band, it stays patent fixed. And yeah, you know I got it going on. Looking like a phenomenon. You say you want a fact, like I'm Dawes Effect. With a booming type beat, get you checked into the neck. Now you know, I got it all down in place. Now I just need to fill this empty space. Went around the way, girl, a down shorty girl. A girl that can make my world bigger than the world, that's word.
You are that girl.
You hit the floor.
It's all good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow.
Now girl, you know that I got your back.
Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked, whack.
Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team. The girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me. And that's word.
Love, not the car, that is all.
Okay, and that song was I Believe in You by John Michael Williams. And I am going to end the show tonight on positive note, which I always try to leave on a positive note here. I will be getting more and more guests on the show. A film brother, Jay Giannone, who's worked with the likes of, he helped out Leonardo DiCaprio and The Departed, worked with George Clooney and other people. So I just want to end the song with one of my film brothers, Jay Giannone, and his song Inspiration. And everyone have a good night.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Pac and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. Round 4 2. quarter. Depression's obsessive, compulsive disorder. A rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think. Cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on and I'm broke as a joke. Facing a storm, I work harder. In my room depressed with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail. And a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live. And the only other reason is for my kids.